So, how can you help us? Well, we would like your financial support if we can. We're not going to twist your arm. We're not going to try and trick you. We're just going to hope that out of the abundance of your heart, you're going to help us. The Bible says, don't muzzle the ox that treads down the corn. The Bible says that a workman is worthy of his hire. The Bible says, if I minister to you spiritual food, it's very little for you to minister to me natural food. So all we're asking is you support our ministry. Don and I, we sit down, we pray, and we go around, we minister to people. We minister them over the phone, we go to their place, and we spend time with God so that we can get information to feed to you, spiritual stuff that's not tainted, that isn't mixed with man's ideas, man's theology. We're trying to deliver unto you something that hasn't fallen on the ground, and we've just picked it up and dusted it off. We're trying to bring something straight from the throne room of God. And so we're spending our time seeking God. I'm sitting down and praying in tongues, getting revelation so that I can minister to you spiritual food. So I hope that you could help us, because we really do need your help. You can look in the Bible, and Paul was ministered to by certain churches. They supplied his need, and others didn't bother at all. Matter of fact, 90% of them didn't bother at all. It's all part of the human condition. People think that, well, manna does come out of sky. Jesus said, I am your spiritual bread, but it's delivered to you by human beings who are anointed and inspired by God. And really, the teaching that we're really teaching you is that you should be plugged into the Holy Spirit, and that you should get your victories not through a man, but through God, through the power of God. That's our ministry, is to hand you over to the power of God, to the kingdom of God, so that you can effectively get your victories. That's our ministry. And the Lord, He teaches us continually how that we can open up the kingdom of God to you so that you can step into the things that God has promised you. So we hope that you would help us, that you would look at the MP3s or the podcasts on this page, and they'll give you understanding how that God wants to first bless you financially so that you can bless us. Not so that you have to put yourself out, but through the abundance of God's grace in your life, so that God, when He supplies your seed, you can sow it into our life. And it doesn't come out of your pocket, but God provides that grace, that seed, so that you can sow it into our life. That's our teaching. We're not into making merchandise of you. We're not selling you CDs and teachings and all these other stuff just so that we can get money out of you. Everything is free on our website. It's up to you if you want to help us. As I said before, only a few churches help Paul. But God can supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. If none of you help me at all, God would find a way, because He's my supply. He just moves on people. And I just hope that He would move on you, that we could partner together. So I'll leave it with you on all of this. I really don't want to go on too much about prosperity doctrines, and every single talk I give, I spend 50% of it trying to get you to help. I'm leaving it to you. I'm leaving it that your integrity, that you'll walk in the Lord in the fullness of God. I'll leave it with you. I hope that if your heart gets soft by praying in tongues, that you'll actually help us. Because we're all working together. We're all cogs in the machinery of the kingdom of God. I'm playing a part, you're playing a part, You know, the Holy Spirit is moving on me to teach you how to get out of the ditch and how to be empowered by the power of God. And the Holy Spirit will teach you how to walk in the ministry or the calling that God has called you to walk in. He's got something great for you. Every single one of you, every single one of you has a great calling. Whatever capacity He calls you, it will be something that will last forever. Our Father has works prepared for you from the foundation of the earth. And He wants to bring you into that so that you have an inheritance that will not fade away. So I'll leave you with all of that.